Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good evening. My name is Jesse. I'm calling you from Opinion Survey. And I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and your nation. Do you have some time?
Sure.
Okay. All right, bear with me here. All right, now first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yep. Yes, I am.
All right. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet, blog, television station?
No.
Nobody? Okay. Are you 18 years of age or older?
I am.
Okay. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
I'm African American.
Okay. Thank you for that. And may I have your age, please?
I'm 49.
All right. And I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Definitely. Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, with 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated, and you can always choose a number in between.
8.
Okay. And what is the reason for your rated for you to rate your emotions at 8, or motivation? I'm sorry.
Because I have an interest in who runs our country.
You have an interest of who runs your country?
Yep.
Okay, interest in who runs the country. Okay, bear with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in with the direction in which the country's headed?
Dissatisfied.
Is that very or just dissatisfied?
Just dissatisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Yes.
And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Okay. Now I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering to vote for the in upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important voting issues are, it is for you, okay? Now, you can use 10 if it's most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, 0 it's not important at all, and or you can choose a number in between. Making college more affordable and canceling student debt. Is that important for you?
9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What about strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing?
9.
Okay. What about investing our nationals' infrastructure by replacing lead by replacing lead service pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing old bridges and roadways?
6.
What about stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools?
So I'm black and a former teacher. You could probably figure it out without yourself. It's
6.
I'm black. I'm a former teacher, and I live in Texas. It's a 10 plus. Do you have a 12?
10 plus.
Can I say 12?
No, I completely respect your opinion, and this is exactly why we call. Thank you very much for expressing yourself, okay? Now, the next one would be investing in the children care industry and keeping child care centers open and more affordable for working parents. How do you feel about that?
I would say 8.
8, okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Or
I'm 10. Getting closer
to the age. What about passing common sense gun reforms to help and keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them?
10.
10. Okay, bear with me here. Okay. Now, and thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You must choose up to two options, okay? So tackling inflation and improving the economy, that's one. Bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color as president. Whenever you hear one, you can stop me and say, I like that one and that one, okay? Now,
I like that. I like the second one. You said the first woman of color.
One. Okay. Mm-hmm. What about protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms?
Yes.
Okay. So let's go on to the next one. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using on a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold, and you can use any number between 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Democrats in Congress?
I would say about 85.
85? Okay, what about Barack Obama?
Say 98.
98. What about Hakeem Jeffries?
50. I don't feel either way.
What about Cornel West?
You need another one? 80. No, I am going to need one. 80.
80? What about Kamala Harris?
I would say 90.
90? What about J.D. Vance?
85.
What about Donald Trump?
Can I use a negative number?
You have from 0 to 100.
0.
0. Okay. Moving on to the next one. And now it's still a ways off, a long ways off. But if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Independent Cornel West. From whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Okay, and generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, from whom would you vote? The Democrat candidate or Republican candidate?
A Democratic candidate.
Okay. Now, as you may have heard, President Biden has decided to run not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement. Okay, it's only two statements. This is the first one. I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people. Do you feel strong about that statement? Somewhat disagree, or somewhat agree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree? Okay. The next statement is, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman.
Yeah, I somewhat agree with that as well.
Somewhat? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Moving along. Now, I like to read you some issues and concerns about that others have mentioned as important needs to be the address in the community. For each, please tell me who you would think is would be better to handle these issues, if Kamala Harris or Donald Trump, okay? Maternal health issues and the disproportionated negative health outcomes of black women. Do you think Kamala Harris would do a much better job, or do you think Donald Trump would do somewhat of a better job or much more of a better job on that subject?
Harris would do a better job.
Better job? Okay. Somewhat or much better?
Much better.
Much better. Okay. What about implementing common sense gun reforms that helps keep guns
Kamala
out of the
Harris
hands of people?
Kamala Harris would do a better job, a much better job than Donald Trump.
Much better job. Okay, what about protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare?
I think Kamala Harris would do a better job.
Somewhat or much better job?
Somewhat better.
Somewhat? Okay, fixing the immigration system.
Fixing it. That's a good one. I don't know. Actually, I'm being honest. I don't like them, but I think Donald Trump would do a better job of keeping it with the immigrant system.
Would you say somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat.
Okay, somewhat. Okay. What about improving K-12 public school education?
I think Kamala Harris would do a better job.
Okay, bear with me. Okay. Now, moving on, we're almost done right here, so please bear with me, okay? We're about 80% done here. So next I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in the 2024 elections. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you're very, that is very convincing and reason to vote, 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not convincing reason at all to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay?
Yeah.
Now, it's only 2 statements, so bear with me. There are too many guns in our streets and too many of them in hands of those who shouldn't have them. This must change, but instead of banning assault weapons, supporting background checks, and making it harder for those who shouldn't have a gun to get them, some politicians are actually working to make it easier to get weapons of war. We don't have to live this way. We have the power to change it. Whether the power of our vote, we can defend, with the power of our vote, we can defend politicians who can, those who care more about guns, lobby than protecting our communities. If we want to make our community safe, we must vote for those who will get the guns off of our streets. Is that very convincing reason to vote, or not convincing at all, or somewhat of a reason?
It's very convincing.
Okay, extremists, conservatives have taken control of our courts in this country, and now we're facing the consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, struck down affirmative actions, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, rejected student loan forgiveness, and now they have even expanded presidential immunity for crimes. The Supreme Court has real impact in our lives, and these judges are appointed directly to the political leaders we elect. We must vote to check them out of control court trying to roll back on rights. How do you feel about that? Is that a convincing reason?
Yes, it is.
Okay, bear with me. Okay, so sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. And it is okay, I understand. And if you didn't, but let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for the upcoming, for voting on this year's presidential and congressional elections 2024. 10 means you're extremely motivated. 0 is you're not motivated at all. 5 is in the middle.
I'm still at 8.
8? Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them or not in the past 2 days. YouTube?
No.
Okay. Twitter?
No.
Instagram?
Yeah.
Facebook?
Yeah.
TikTok?
No.
No? Okay. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you've completed? 1 through 11th, high school graduate, some college or vocational certification, college graduate, bachelor degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
I have a master's degree.
Master's degree, okay. Are you married? Unmarried, living
yes.
with a partner?
Married.
Married, okay. Congratulations. And do you have any children 18 years of age younger living in your household?
No.
No? Okay. How do you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, okay. And aside from weddings and funerals and on the average, how often do you say you attend church or religious services? Twice or once or twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Couple times a year.
Okay. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which is the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, homemaker?
Employed.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participating. You've been great. You enjoy the rest of your evening. Good night.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.